Good evening. It is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The date is February the 18th, 2021. We are delighted to have you with us this evening, wherever you are, and whatever you're going through, whatever you're celebrating, whatever is happening in your life is a better way to say that. We are not here to diagnose or to give custom codes. We are here to support you on your journey with the healing codes. So we look forward to your questions and comments. This is your time, so join us and let's have fun and let's be honest. Is there anyone who would like to say something as we begin tonight? Don't be bashful. Okay, then we will start with the healing codes. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to fill in the blanks or the blank of what you are most stressful about, what is bothering you the most, would be found, opened, healed, by filling me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased 100 times or more. Take a deep breath. And be present with what you felt, what you thought, what you would like to do. For you might hold that in your body as an emotion. And take a deep breath and let it go. Both hands, main bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. And as you begin to reverently and quietly for yourself, begin to notice how you're feeling, what are you thinking? What would you like to do? Who would you like to speak to? What would you say? And once it's said, what would you expect? And if it did not give you the outcome you would like, what do you believe your next thought would be? Would you be a victim? Would you be a rescuer? Would you be a persecutor? Or would you be a shining light of love and truth and peace and serenity? Who would you be and what would you do? Welcome to our call this evening. It is your call. So if there's anyone who has any comments, questions, or anything they would like to share, you may hit star 2 to raise your hand, and I will be happy to unmute you. Okay, we had some people to come on late, so I'm Linda Brewer. I am your host tonight, and unless some of our other coaches step up, I will be your host from now until the end of the quarter, which will be the last Thursday in March of 2021. We haven't been together this year, so it is my pleasure. You have been missed. You have been prayed for. And with this year being a year of so many different emotions, so much talk, and so many things that has affected people's lives, from the weather to sickness to death, to happiness, to families being reunited, families being separated, people finding their ideal job, people losing their jobs. Whatever your circumstances are, and whatever your events have been, the truth is, they cannot take away who you are at the very core of your being. So I celebrate you. I celebrate you for being here. I celebrate you for participating or not participating. I just celebrate you showing up for your life. And anytime you would like to interrupt, please hit star 2 with a question, comment, or whatever you would like to say. All right, New York, 5446. Miss Pat, you are unmuted. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's so good to hear your voice again. I haven't heard you in months, and I've missed you.
Well, so thank y'all. Good. I've missed you too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So the call was in progress when I called at 8:30. I thought I was on time, but you were already in the middle of the code. What time did you start tonight?
I started at 8:30 according to my computer time.
Oh. Yeah, I called at the usual time I called, but I was surprised to hear you already doing the code, so I missed the beginning. Anyway, I did get in for some of it.
Now, what time does your computer say right now?
I'm not looking at my computer. I have one thing here. It's called a squeeze box. It now says 8:47, and my stove clock says 8:49, and what does my iPhone say? My iPhone says 8:48.
Okay, because mine says 8:51.
Oh,
so
yeah, well, there's a discrepancy between us.
Yes, but well, I never pay any attention to my iPhone, so I apologize because my iPhone says 8:48, but my computer says 8:51.
I do think the computer is fast because now two of my items are now saying 8:48, and the other one is still saying 8. The stove is the stove I fixed myself, but
to be perfect.
Well, it's a little tricky because there is an overlap. You know, sometimes it's the last part of a minute and you don't know and all that. You can't do it exactly. But now my iPhone just went to 8:49. But when it's synchronized with the outside world, like some major computer is doing the iPhone, for instance. So that's what I rely on.
Well, it never has dawned on me that the computer wasn't right either because they sync to the same network. So I don't know. Yes, it is. So, thank you for that lesson. I will pay more attention next time. No, I just always pay attention to my computer clock because it's right before my face, and I've already dialed into the call, and I just never thought about looking at my time on my phone. So
I guess in the past you would have given like more of an introduction before going right into the code, so it didn't matter that it might have been a little faster. You know what I'm saying?
No, I did an introduction.
Oh, I don't mean just the prayer. I mean, you know, you would sometimes converse and then you'd give the statement, the disclaimer, and all these things.
I did.
But you did all that. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
So my issue today is feeling that I've never been one to speak up for myself in life. I've never done that. And I'm wondering if I really need to start or if I can just kind of handle situations by pretending they don't exist. I have a couple of friends.
Has it worked for you?
No.
Okay.
But I don't want to get into some nasty, you know, and I guess in the past I did try, you know, fighting with people, and I didn't like that either because I didn't know how to without sounding nasty.
Well, there's two different concepts. There's speaking up for yourself and then fighting for yourself. So I would encourage you to look at your wording, even wrapped around that, is that is speaking your truth is honoring you. And that's
I've
what
never
you
been
really.
Good at that.
Well,
I've never been good at that.
It's a good time to start. Why don't you start February the 18th, 2000?
Well, the people that I know are just so, they're so aggressive and they talk over you and they take all the energy from the conversation, and then if you think of something, I said a little something today, but I didn't get much in, and then they overwhelm you with their side of things, and they keep talking and yelling. It's awful. I don't even know why I know these people. In fact, one of them I've been trying to get rid of for quite a while. The other one I'm stuck with, but it's terrible. This is terrible, right?
No, it's not. It's life.
Yeah.
It is just pure life. So, and how come you believe you're stuck with this other one and you can't? There's nothing you can do about it.
I don't want to say too much, you know, incriminating stuff over the phone in case one day the individual actually listens to the archive, which is very unlikely to ever happen. But I don't want to give too many identifying factors away. You know what I mean. But I just feel that,
Well, let's just look at your belief system.
Yeah.
And that you're just stating how you feel, and you're stating how you would like for it to be, and what you're going to let go of, and what you're going to receive as your own, and your own is your your truth and your love and your light. And it's time for you to create a different atmosphere in your relationships, and you appreciate how they have been and what they have taught you, and you're just choosing to move on.
Yeah, I really do. I don't feel like
there's nothing.
One of them, I'm not giving up. The other one, I would like to, because there's absolutely nothing edifying about my relationship. I mean, very rarely is there. Maybe 1 out of 10 conversations will be a non-annoying one with this one person, but most of them are just designed to. I mean, not. I don't think she's doing it on purpose, but it's just awful.
Well, but I think the healing, my perspective is that the healing here is that you do speak your truth, and your truth is you do not like you when you are in conversation with them, so you're going to set them free to find someone that they can be friends with, and you're going to open the door for you to find yours.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. You're not.
Well, this one person isn't. It isn't going to work for. But we can talk about we can talk about one of them. One of them I can't think like that for. But the other one, I might be able to. I mean, yeah.
Well, you don't have to think like that. You just show up and you just be it, and you just do it, and they will get the message.
No, they don't. I've been trying to deal with this for over a year with this one lady, and she doesn't get the message. You know.
Well,
but
then I would find out. I would ask myself, Pat, what am I not getting?
Yeah.
Do you know that you're worthy? Do you know that you're worthy? It's like this friend that I know that he's on all of these dating boards. And he says over the last X number of years, he's had these X number of dates.
Yeah.
And my immediate response was, have you looked at the common denominator here?
Well, what's wrong with having a lot of dates?
Well, it's, the point is that whatever he's looking for, he has not found, or whatever he thinks he's looking for, he hasn't found out of X number of associations and conversations.
Oh, I see.
And so it's always when we, I don't care what our situation is, when we look at ourselves, the answer. Always about us and not the circumstances nor the other person.
Yeah. I actually know that, but I haven't applied it here. It's funny.
Well,
in these circumstances, it seems to me that there's something wrong with these two other people, but you're right. It has to be with me.
And it doesn't make you right or wrong. It's just...
Yeah.
And... It's just that there's a belief system that is controlling you and running your life that takes you places where you do not want to go.
You're right. But I'm not sure what the beliefs specifically are, other than that I have to be roughshod. I allow people to run roughshod over me and I let them do that, walk all over me, and it's terrible.
Well, just get in your comfortable, peaceful place, do your codes, and ask yourself, you want to know the truth about your worthiness, that you let unworthiness creep in, and it looks like this in your world, and you and I both know that you will find the truth.
So, is there one of the actual healing codes that you would suggest for this issue? I mean,
I would
guess,
do
goodness. Which one?
Oh, worthiness.
Yeah, so that would be goodness, right?
I think so, yeah.
Number 9 or something.
Let's see here. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Miss Linda.
Yeah, I think goodness has that. I'm no good. I'm not worthy. Yeah, it has all those things in it. So,
yes.
So, you know, it's funny because that's one of the ones that appeals to me least. Isn't that funny?
Well, it's life.
Yeah.
It is life. So, we come with 3 innate, unchangeable, undeniable needs to be worthy, to be competent, to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
That's not them. Worthiness, competence. Okay, I'm going to go back to Nancy in another room and see if I can find out. How could I have forgot that? My goodness, Linda. So, but it's, when we get irritated, it's always, always about something getting triggered in us.
Yeah.
It's not, and our circumstances are just there to give us the opportunity to open that door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm getting away from the, to be healed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this is doing to the recording, so now that I'm curious, I'm going to, okay.
You're not sure what to belong,
to be worthy, to be competent. Those are 3 undeniable, unchangeable core needs of every human being.
Oh. Competent. Yeah, I'd love to be competent.
You are. The good news, you are.
Yeah. Sometimes I am. I can do some things, but some things I wish I were better at.
Are you washing dishes, Miss Pat?
No, I'll stop making a racket. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about the recording.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant when you said what this was doing, the recording. I didn't know what you didn't, I didn't know you meant me. Sorry.
No, I didn't when I said that, but then I got to thinking as I was bouncing back to where I began.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I have a habit of being very active when I'm on any phone call, but I shouldn't do it here. Yeah. It's hard for me to sit still and just to sit in place even. Except when I'm coding, then I can. I mean, that's important. You know, that I'm very focused on.
Well, then translate that into being focused with whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And that, again, ties into that worthiness and being kind to yourself.
Oh. What I'm doing. Yeah.
Because it's when I believe that when we have that characteristic and that behavior, we are either not, there's a core belief going on that we don't think we're worthy to be present, or you're bored, or for some reason you're not being truthful to yourself and you're not valuing and honoring whatever you're doing wherever you are.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I've noticed it's gotten kind of more extreme lately. I don't know.
Well, you're not so tired. You're not working. You got more time to rest and do what you want. So you have open choice.
Yeah. But why am I not? I mean, why would this become a problem now? I do have more time, which is really wonderful. Really wonderful.
It's because we have to make choices we haven't had to make probably ever in our lifetime.
Yeah. But why would that mean that when I'm on a phone call, I get antsy? You know what I mean?
Well, you're taking up your valuable time. You are possibly bored, or I think boredom has a lot to do with it. You'd rather be doing something else. You want to speed up life. There's so many reasons.
You're right. And that really applies to these conversations with these people that I'm telling you about. I can't tell you how agonizing it is to listen. I'm just sitting there listening, especially the one that took place today. Because I was still in bed when she called. But I stay up late now watching movies and doing it. You know, I do code at night, too. Lately I have been, which is extremely valuable, extremely. Because it's nice and quiet late at night. And I use my book, the one that you have one also of. It's just wonderful. It's like maybe it's my favorite time of the whole 24 hours in the day is coding to that. But, yeah.
So this is a thought I just had. When you're talking with these friends, either have them on speaker or you have your earbuds on or whatever, but have free hands. That's the outcome. And just start coding. And just
send
them love.
That is such an idea. I never thought of that. Never. And that's wow, that's great. Does it have to be any particular code or the love, the one number four, the one for love? I happen to be on that right now, code number four.
I don't think they have a hatred code, do they? I'm kidding. Or I want the choke you code. Yes, I would do worthiness. I would add respect in there. Either let me respect myself by telling them I do not have time to speak for them, or make it ever how you need to make it for you and celebrate you.
So I'm coding for me when I'm talking to them is what you're saying. Is that what you're saying? Code for me.
If I was going to do love, I would send all of you. I would send myself and them code too. I would do patience.
Yeah, that's
patience.
It too. Patience.
Patience
that's another
is
one.
A good one.
That's
yeah.
another one I've kind of not been real fond of. Yeah.
Well, it's the ones we're not fond of, we need to really pay attention to.
Probably. But that's why I forced myself to go back and forth on the 12 codes, so I wouldn't miss a one. I wouldn't allow myself to miss a one. That's for the last few months, that's how I've been doing them. I go through the 12 codes back and forth.
Well, congratulations. That's brilliant.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. So I that's how I do it, and it's great. Because then I pick an appropriate meditation from the book, something that matches in a way or has some overlapping or some commonality. And I code, you know, I say one phrase in the guided meditation to one hand position. And it's very strong. It's very powerful. And I also have music on while I do wonderful music. So it all comes together. And I really do feel that I'm making some progress when I do it. I really feel I'm going deeper. I'm making progress, and I'm happy with it. But then once in a while, I'll get these issues to have to deal with. And these have been issues for so many years in my life that they need healing. They really do. And it is a little disappointing not to see any healing with them. And the same old thing keeps happening. The same old thing keeps popping up. You feel like, okay, what am I supposed to do?
Well, I would ask myself, instead of what am I supposed to do, I would ask myself what needs to heal.
Yeah.
What needs forgiveness? What needs truth? What needs love? And then that will help you focus in on and begin to feel that and get in touch with whatever drives that belief that you are not worthy, you are not competent because you are. You came into this world like that with that need, and you will leave this world with that need. Every one of us will.
Well, you're talking about these needs, but if they're needs, that implies that they're not fulfilled. That they need fulfillment of some kind as opposed
to they do need fulfillment. Our need for love, a need for competency to belong does need filling. And that's the reason they're needs.
Oh, I guess I see what you mean. And what about worthiness? How do you get that fulfilled?
Well, you begin to treat yourself in worthiness, like you are worthy to stand, to be truthful with these people and tell them exactly how you feel in a kind, loving way. Now, will they take it in a kind, loving way? Probably not, but that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to be honest with them
mm-hmm.
about you.
Okay. Yeah.
And one of the ways that I have found most effective when I have to close out relationships is I begin by thanking them.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about the things that I am grateful for them.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I need to leave this relationship. I would do whatever I could humanly for you in the future, but I do not need the relationship we have had in the past.
Well,
then you don't get into specifics. You are just stating the truth.
Oh, you don't get into specifics? You don't tell them what it was that really bothered you that they said?
No.
Oh.
You're just knowing that this relationship does. Now, if they ask, I would double check with them, do you really want to know how I feel or I hear or how things affect me? Always be about it's you and your healing. It's not about them.
Mm-hmm. And you've actually told people in your life that you needed to end the relationship?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's always is about something that is going on with me and not anything about them.
I see.
Unless they ask. And then I confirm that they really, really want to know.
Oh,
this
but then,
is how
then
the,
if they do ask,
is,
then you tell them the things that they did, so then it's about them
no,
after all.
No, you tell them how it affected you
mm.
and how it does not serve you, your peace of mind, your peace of soul. You need it because it's you. It's something in you that's getting triggered. Or it's something in the whoever is the other partner in this situation. It's about your belief system and your belief, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But the minute you start to say you, then everybody's going to get, most people, I've never seen anyone who doesn't, unless they're ready to heal themselves.
Yeah. Everyone gets crazy when you say the word you, right?
Yes, yes.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take that into consideration. I was thinking of sending each one of them an email. One of them actually did send me an email that was enraging. He didn't mean to, but he did. And the other one, she called me this morning, so I may respond via email because I can't get a word in. I know it would not work on the phone. Just I wouldn't be able to say my piece. I wouldn't get a chance. So I may just do that by email as well. Or I may, being me, I may also just keep on going the way I am and hoping that, you know, by coding, it'll take care of it, you know.
Trust
you know,
me, it won't.
Oh. You said
oh.
I could code during the next conversation.
Well, you, I did, but I didn't say you couldn't, I didn't mean to imply that you could ignore it. Because
yeah.
This is, anytime
okay.
we speak some, anytime we speak something,
yeah.
our voice has energy, and it has a voice. That's the reason we speak, is to be heard.
Yeah. That's right.
And that's
yeah.
part of that worthiness of not being heard. It's not safe to speak. I'm not of value to speak.
That's right. I've had this issue since childhood. One of the very earliest, I think it was the very earliest dream I ever remember having. I was a really tiny little kid, was not being able to get the sound out of my voice, calling for help. I remember that, and it was the scariest thing I ever experienced, was not being heard. I was less than 3 when I had that dream, and it stayed with me. So I don't know where that came from, but I did have that. And then all throughout my life, I was kind of shy as a kid, and I never spoke up in the classroom when people would express opinions. I just never had anything to say. And I basically seemed like an opinionless person. And
it's your time.
Yeah. Do you think having the written word isn't as strong as the spoken? For instance, that you don't think my sending emails to each of them would be as effective?
No, ma'am.
Oh.
Because you just got through telling me you lost your voice.
Yeah.
You either had a real life experience or you had a dream that affected you so that you made a decision it wasn't safe for you to speak up. So writing it is not going to take care of it, because your voice, you want to be heard. You want to contribute. You don't want to be heard just to be heard. Your value is in your voice.
Hmm. I actually have told the one lady, I have told her that I didn't like to be on the phone a lot. I didn't like, that went by the wayside. Anyway, I don't know.
Well, because maybe. she did not get the message.
No,
if
she
you
didn't.
If you told me that, I would say, I'd make my call short then.
Yeah, well, she doesn't, though. She went on it was over an hour that she went on this rant this morning. She hardly came up for air. I got about 3 sentences in the whole conversation.
Well, Miss Pat, I think it's time for you to acquire some new friends.
That's the thing. I really enjoy my solitude. I don't really want to be on the phone with anybody. I have projects. I have artistic projects and all kinds of interesting things that I wanted to handle when I retired. I've done some. I have certainly done a lot. I decorated my house at Christmas, and that was quite a joy. And I have, you know, other artistic things I want to get going on. And I do spend some time on them, but then these things also come up that I find, you know, a real waste of time. And I need to address this, especially this lady, really. I need to address that. So I'll work on it. I appreciate the fact of maybe coding. Maybe if I code during a call, if I ever do have another call with her, it may give me the strength to speak up during that call.
Amen to that.
Yeah. If I have to.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So if I have to speak up at all, it's not going to hurt, that's for sure, because coding does give you a certain, as I say, focus. You focus your energy. So that's a good idea. So I will definitely try that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're most welcome. Welcome to your life.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope, you know, it becomes more of my life than it's been so far. Yeah.
Well, do you want it to be, or you just want to hope? Like you hope these ladies may get their message, or these people may get their messages. Are you going to be responsible and make it happen?
We'll see. I'm sorry. I have to be honest. We'll see. I don't have a good track record on this. But I'm
well,
up to my best.
Are you willing? Are you of the hey? That there you go. You're going to do your best.
Yeah, I will definitely.
And what's your best today won't be your best next week.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to release love into it, and let it be.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's one reason I never wanted to speak up much. I was afraid that the person would sound like I hated them, and I didn't want that to come across. You have to do it with enough love, and I never had that. So that's why the coding might help. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks very much again. Thank you.
Well, it's great to speak with you, and you have yourself a great evening.
Thanks, Linda. I really appreciate it. You too. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Is there anyone else that would like to say anything or discuss anything? Please hit star 2. Well, Miss Pat, I'm going to mute you. I muted you. Okay. Is there anyone else? Please hit star 2. And I will open your mic. It is 9:21 Eastern Time. Well, let me see on my phone. It's 9:19 on my phone. Let me check Q&A. I'm coming. Ta-da. None. Okay. Refresh the page. Okay, there's nothing on Q&A. Well, you or anyone who will be listening on these calls, if there's anything that you would like to discuss, or if you have something in the way of a theme you would like to see or hear or talk about or discuss, please let me know so that we can do it between now and March. Because I want these evenings to be beneficial for your time and your all of our growth. There's no way just one person can grow from these calls. And so, and for those who will be listening now and in the future, we do have a voice. One of the gentlemen that I learned under, he has been doing some messages on our voices. Our blood has a voice. And so our voices have a purpose, and that is to express love and honor and truth. While I have not been on the calls, I was doing some listening to a gentleman, and one of his requests in this was to find out what your spiritual mission in life is. Not what your business mission is or your life's mission, but what is your spiritual mission for your life? So I would like to share mine, and anyone listening, feel free, and I'll take you, put you on star 2. And if you do not hear this or experience this when you're with me, I certainly would like the feedback now and on any call or any time we might ever communicate. But I believe, and my heart's intention is my spiritual mission and everything that I do and say is to make anyone that I'm speaking with feel safe, feel loved, and be honest with them. So if you ever have an experience with me and you don't feel those things, please let me know. And we will remember our friends and our Healing Code families across the world, but especially in our United States, with the weather, with all the social media that goes on, and how free people feel to go out and say things that are not honoring to, about people, that do not create a safe environment. And come before, we got to come with you and ask that we all join. And sometime this week to remember the people in Washington, the political leaders, that truth will come out. Truth will prevail on our sacred capital. And that our nation will find unity. Our homes will find unity. And this time that our children have lost in school, that there will be a quickening of the spirit for the mind to be enriched. And in our homes, with our loved ones, and with those, like this year, I have had 5 deaths of people that I know personally. And that is a lot of deaths in this short month and a half. So life is precious. There was no warnings. They were with us, speaking, walking, breathing, and talking. And death is final. When we leave these bodies, we speak no more as we have spoken here. We can contribute, not as we have contributed. And we certainly cannot reach out and touch those that we have loved and have been loved by. So as we depart, is there anyone who has any comments? Pat, I can't tell. I don't think I'm going to lower your hand so I can see when you raise it. Okay. All right. So let's end on a happy note and on a joyful note that we are loved. We do belong and we are competent. And we will honor and respect and be honest. Both hands, jaws, and feel the stress leaving your body. Both hands, temples, feel the pressure leaving the brain. There's nothing to think about. There's just energy of love and peace flowing. Both hands, Adam's apple. We have the inherent right to speak our truth in love. both hands bridge. And may all the energy and the rays that come out of our body be love, be joy, be peace. Place your right hand on the crown of your head and the left hand on the back of your neck. And may all of your energies move you forward in peace. God bless and good night. I'm going to unmute you. In case you have anything you would like to say, everyone's on the air. Anyone like to say anything?
I'm sorry you had to go through all those deaths in such a short period, Linda. It must have been very hard.
Thank you. It's been eye opening, Pat. It really has. And only two of them was COVID related. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you and admire your compassion and your ability to speak it. Thank you. Yes. So.
Well, that was a lot to go through. Short period. Even one alone is hard, but five, my goodness, I can't even conceive of how I would get through such a thing.
And my former brother-in-law is in ICU right now, and they just say he's very, very sick. They don't say anything about, but that's the reason life is so precious. Oh my goodness, life is so precious. And I don't know what the life hereafter is like. I know there is one, to me, it's just the biggest part of getting, when someone is no longer in our life, especially when they have transitioned, is that you can't reach out and touch them, and you can't hear their voice. And so that is, but... So we're going to live every minute with love and joy and peace. And think about, and I think everyone has my email. So if you have a theme or something you want to talk about and you don't want to speak on the call, feel free to email me or call me. But let's think about what you believe your spiritual mission is in life. And also think about what I shared about mine and see if you think it's true. And if you don't think it's true, help me understand where I'm not living that to my fullest. So let's make our Thursday evening calls awesome.
Focused
and
yeah,
love.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome and love and love and truth and healing and let's dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless. Good night.
Good night.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you.